Bava Metzia, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches, 6-8, the last of the Perik, and the topic here is, what happens if a person is like a delivery guy or a waiter or something, and he drops the thing that he's supposed to be carrying? So is he liable, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar? What's the story? So the Mishnah says, Hamavir Chavis Memakum Lemakum, if a person is transporting a barrel from point A to point B, Ushivara, and then he drops the barrel and it breaks. Bein Shomer Chinam, Bein Shomer Sachar. It doesn't matter whether he is being paid. So Shomer Sachar would be like a he's being paid to be a delivery guy. Shomer Chinam would be doing someone a favor and delivering it, or whatever the story is. Yishava, says the Mishnah, he has to just take a Shavua. Now, the understanding here is that the assumption here is that the Shavua we're talking about is one of those three Shavuas Doraisa that the Shomerim take. A custodian will swear that he was not poshea, he wasn't negligent in his custodianship, and he'll be exempt. Now, on that, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer is surprised. And the truth is that the Girsa probably should be Rabbi Elazar, because the Gemara says the Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar heard this from Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Akiva's teacher, and Rabbi Meir was Rabbi Akiva's student, so therefore it's not like it's Rabbi Eliezer, but rather it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, who was the one who we're talking about here. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Zeveze Yishava, he says, yeah, I also heard that these guys take a Shvua, whether they are Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, but Vitamea, I am just shocked. I cannot figure it out one bit. I can't make sense of it, how these guys could take a Shavua and be off the hook. End of Mishnah. Now what's going on here is that Rabbi Elazar is thinking like this. Let's talk about a Shomer Sachar first. Shomer Sachar is the middle category, if you recall, in terms of the levels of liability. He is exempt from onsen, if it's beyond his control. He's liable not just for pshia, of course, like a Shomer Chinam, but also for Geneva Neveda. Like middle cases, Geneva Neveda means he lost it or got stolen, and that, of course, he wasn't negligent in that happening, but if he was done a better job, but he would have been more careful, he probably wouldn't get lost, right? It wouldn't get stolen if he did a better job. So there's the middle case, and that seems to be analogous to what's happening here. The person was transporting this barrel. Okay, so maybe it wasn't a pshia. He wasn't just, he wasn't just juggling the barrel and dropped it. He's being a reckless idiot. But you know what? If he would have been more careful, he probably wouldn't have broken it, right? It's like something analogous to that middle case, where if he would have taken extra care, it wouldn't have happened. So therefore, the Shomer Sachar shouldn't be entitled to take a shvu. He wasn't poshea, because the pshia is not even relevant. Even if he wasn't poshea, but still, if he just was, in the middle category, that also would make him liable. So it doesn't make sense. And really, the truth is the same goes for the Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam is exempt from events if he wasn't poshea, but you know what? If accidents sometimes happen and it is a pshia, in other words, if it was just a flat ground and he was transporting it and he tripped and fell, so like that's not really that's really his clumsiness, and what the heck? He's kind of, it's like borderline, like niskal poshea, it's borderline being negligent, and therefore also he shouldn't be off the hook. So it doesn't make sense, says Rabbi Elazar. However, the Gemara says, yes, it doesn't make sense, because that's not what the Mishnah meant. It's true that these guys would not be exempt from taking a shvua they weren't poshea, because negligence isn't the only issue here, and sometimes even it would be negligence, it would be liability even for the Shomer Chinam, and certainly the Shomer Sachar if he was even negligence an issue at all, like I said before. However, there's a new din derabbanan being introduced here. It's a whole new rabbinic enactment, which says, listen, people are workers. If we made them liable for accidents, if they broke stuff, which the Torah would make them liable for, so then no one's going to agree to be a delivery guy or a waiter, etc., because they're just going to end up, having an accident and, have to work a week to pay off, the cost of whatever they broke and so on. And then we'll have a problem. We'll have workers. We need workers. And therefore, we're going to assume people if they may have had an accident, rabbinically we'll let them off the hook and not have to pay for the sake of having workers. So the shavua we're talking about here is a shavua derabanan, and that rabbinic shavua is that the person wasn't, willful in his, that he wasn't doing it bekavana, he wasn't intending to break it. Because, of course, if he broke it on purpose, then he's, of course, all we have to pay for it. But if it was an accident, rabbinically we let him off the hook. That's a din lahalacha. And with that, we finish And with that, as Hashem, we finish the sixth parak of Av Metzia. Next up is Hasocher Es HaPolim.